RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Doing a little riff on Frankenstein from 1984. It's Van Halen's Panama on the Dark Side. Sam and Greg and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this day after, 26th day. We're in for the morning shift. Hey, I don't want to throw in another town. Since this is the holidays and I do top of the hour, we yell out of town. But I'm going to throw out an extra town here.
Extra town now?
Right now.
It's not the top of the hour.
Yeah, I'm doing. I know. We threw out Lithia Springs.
Well, going rogue.
It's on us.
Yeah, really, man.
Going against the grain.
We're supposed to be authorized or something. And it's supposed to come up an act of legislation or something.
Yeah, should we have a vote on this or something, maybe?
We're going to disregard.
Will y'all repeat the name of this show?
The Sam and Greg Show?
Thank you. Shout out to the folks in Rex.
Hey, you know Rex.
Thank you. They've been left out. Rex, it's unincorporated. They say they're unincorporated. Not
it
today,
is.
They not. And you know they have another name?
What is it?
Hollins. Wait, I want to make sure I get this
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Where were they at?
See,
What happened? Hollinsworth.
I did not know that.
Rex is out there in Clayton County.
Mm-hmm. It's near me. It's near Ellenwood.
You know about this.
Yeah.
And see, they tried to filibuster and block me. You notice that? Try to keep this.
You trying to show Rex some love. Shout out to Rex.
Hollinsworth is another name for Rex. So, yes. In holiday season, I'm going rogue or whatever you want to call it.
It's not that we wanted to block you. It's just that we wanted you to go through the proper process to be able to do what
there
you just did.
There is never a process. Yeah. I choose the name. Sam doesn't even jump in with that.
Wow.
See, this is what Dylan
does.
Yeah,
but we know when. You know the name, but we know when you do it is usually the top of the hour, now.
But I announced ahead of time I was going to throw some extra gravy in. Extra credits.
I like it.
You're going to drive through Rex, and they're going to say, oh, that's the man to try to get us, get our shout-out taken from
us. No, not as long as get the shout-out when the shout-out time comes.
I got another one ready to go.
You know,
I got plenty. Here.
You're supposed to be at the top of the hour.
You worry too much. That was you folks in Rex, I got your back. Right? You brought up Tifton. I'm going to bring up Rex. There you go. Go ahead, Noel World.
Well, there we go. All right. So to Rex and everybody else in the city.
Yeah.
If you are I'm going to say an 80s pop culture science fiction type of nerd, then you have been all dialed into what is going on this December, which is Stranger Things, is ending.
Yeah.
And I've been really, really into Stranger Things the whole way. I'm a little behind Dylan right now. I will catch up soon. But
where you at, Noel? Right now. I'm sorry to interrupt. Where you at right now?
I haven't seen anything releasing up to the movie. So I'm at where Vecna takes Nancy. So I'm not that far behind.
Okay, you're not far behind at all. Okay, I got you.
But I haven't been able to catch up because I kind of got snatched by something else because I just finished Welcome to Derry.
Ooh.
And I'm bringing these two things up because I've never been a horror girl. So I've never watched the original It. Stephen King for me is touch and go. I like his work, but I've never really been that big into horror.
And a related story, today was the day The Exorcist was released.
Dang!
I kid you
That's
not.
One of my favorites, though, funny
Whoa.
Enough.
No,
Noel, did you see the two rebooted It's? Have
yes.
you seen those? Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right.
So, and I went back and watched the miniseries. So I'm all caught up. I know everything that's going on. And I'm saying that to say that it took me all this time to realize that Stranger Things wants to be a Stephen King property so bad. All of the elements are there. You got kids running around terrified. You got monsters with a billion teeth you can't count. They're going to eat you up. They got a hive mind that you can't get away from. It's set in a different time period from today. It's a never-ending story with a never-ending, all-knowing monster. It wants to be a Stephen King property. And I just finished it. I just figured it out now that we're at the finish line of Stranger Things.
Really?
The Duffer Brothers got me.
That's the that's
they got me.
This is the names. These are the guys I need to remember. Not Stephen King. I need to remember them two dudes who wrote this. I've been seeing a lot of them lately.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And they've been given credit for being the top brother writers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't take that credit. They say as long as the Coen brothers are
the
out Coen there,
they're
not going to jump into that. And of course, I've worked with, I forgot the other ones.
Russo brothers?
No. It'll come to me in a second. Keep talking. They did Dear Santa. Bobby and Farrelly, the Farrelly brothers.
There you go. Okay. I couldn't reach for it either.
Noel, I will say this real quick. You are spot on about your assessment about how the ties to Stranger Things, how it ties into the Stephen King It universe and The Shining and all that stuff. But that is because the Duffer Brothers got a heavy amount of inspiration from Stephen King. I mean, they use the same font as Stephen King did for all his books. The Stranger Things font is the same font.
Like now that I'm in, now that I've gotten drawn into the it of it all, and I'm thinking about that and Stand By Me and Carrie and some of the coming of age horror stuff that Stephen King is doing, and I'm putting all the pieces together, and I'm like, it was right there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there in my face the whole time that this was repackaged Stephen King. But we needed it, though.
Let me even tell you this. In season 2, do you remember where Bob, I'm talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
When Bob is like, I used to, you know, be afraid of this clown or whatever. It kind of almost kind of referenced it a little bit. It's a little Easter egg in there.
And wasn't he? No, he was a Goonie. But still, you get that 80s vibe with it. And I think that was why it was important to do, because you kind of move the timeline up from the 50s and you got these kids in the 80s. And it gives a more nostalgic look back at childhood that I think our generation can kind of look at and long for with the, you know, the Nintendo tie-ins and the TV and the Dungeons and Dragons and all the things going on. But then when you look at the new It, you kind of see that they took a cue from Stranger Things and moved the timeline up to put us in the 80s. And I'm like, well, now It wants to be Stranger Things.
They just going back and forth. They fight with each other.
Back and forth. And you got these two properties that are living simultaneously right now, going back and forth, that are almost pretty much the exact same thing. But people are enjoying both.
And both are so good.
They really are.
I've seen both, and I'm all the way caught up on Stranger Things, and I loved it. And let me tell you this. I like the It movies, so I went into It Welcome to Derry. I went into it feeling pretty good about it. I did not expect to love it as much as I did. I absolutely love that series.
I don't even like horror movies or themes or any. I did not expect to fall in love with the story as much as I did. And Pennywise was just acting a fool.
Pennywise was on demon time, boy.
Big P was out here acting a fool. If y'all have not seen this, it's a murderous clown.
I know Pennywise. I know who you're talking about.
But The humor is there on top of the horror. It's so unsettling. Like, he's sitting there eating children, talking about, what's wrong? Is there face on my face?
And Noelle,
hilarious.
When he was talking to Periwinkle, and he was like, when she was like, what did you do with my dad? And I was like, oh, I ate him. And he was like legit trying to remember it.
No. I said the same thing. It was like, he ate the little girl. And then, like, once he got a snack, he was like, okay, now what was she talking about? Her dad. Okay, which one was her dad? Cycles through. Okay, yeah. Hey, honey. Yeah, good job. You did a great job. Keep bringing me kids. Great job. Daddy's full now. He'll be back, though. Gonna go take a nap. I'll be back. But you did great.
Right.
Great job. I was like, Big P is a mess. Pennywise is
mess.
A whole fool out here. So if y'all haven't seen It, welcome to Derry. It is worth the time. It's worth the watch. I think it's like 8 episodes. If you like Stranger Things and you like the original It and the remakes, just go ahead and turn on HBO and watch Welcome to Derry. It is worth it. Pennywise out here skating on the beat, doing that little dance for mama,
yeah,
eating all the kids and acting a fool. In 1962, acting a whole fool.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sam and Greg with Noel. We are in Noel's world. That is Dylan, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, in for the morning shift. And I have just thoroughly enjoyed the last few minutes for a couple different reasons.
Yeah.
But I do
I like
feel
the Stephen
bad.
King references.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad about one thing. In fact, I feel absolutely horrible now that I've gotten some new information. I didn't know that you two had this deep a dive into Stranger Things. I didn't know it. And the reason is because for the last 5 years, I've been working with Heather Thomas, putting people on that show and casting call. And if I'd have known that, I'd have hooked y'all up. Because I hooked up Larry Tinsley. I've hooked up this man over here. There's other people up here I've gotten. And I did not know that you two. And I realize you guys have crazy schedules. But if I told you that, hey, listen, I've been listening to you talk about Stranger Things. And me and Heather have got an episode that you guys could work on. I would have told you that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd have found time for that.
I would definitely found time.
So I feel bad. I do apologize because I did not know that.
It's all right, Greg.
So
yeah, don't apologize. That's one thing. We love the love.
But the last few minutes, Sam, you know what just happened?
What was that?
This literally is a connection to everybody who's listening to us who has a family at the dinner table when the parents are talking, you know, and you're going over things that happened with the family. And then all of a sudden, the teenagers or the younger folks take over and they start talking like they did. And grown folks sit back because they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And while we knew what was going on, it was just funny because our listeners that are used to us with these stories, all of a sudden hitting the button going, hey, where's Sam and Greg?
I'm enjoying the
no,
story.
No, not you. I'm talking about our listeners that are hitting the button and they're hearing these two go on about Stranger Things.
Well, we're enjoying the story.
I'm enjoying the heck of it. I hope
they enjoyed it as
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just great. And again, as we've said, you're normally dipping in and out, Noel, because you're producing our show. Now you are, you know, you're a member of what's going on here. Yeah, yeah. And it's been wonderful. And listen, I'm enjoying sitting back and letting you just run the show for a little bit.
it's all right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. Okay, get out there. Work. She's working the big room.
Hey, y'all wanted to know what was going on in Noel's world. It has been a crazy, a weird Christmas week full of murderous clowns. and burgundy red blood everywhere.
There we go.
And I'll even tell y'all one last thing, too. I'm so far deep into Stranger Things. They have a Broadway play happening right now. It's called Stranger Things First Shadow. It's kind of a prequel, and it ties into the lore of this final season. I planned a whole trip just to where Simone and I are going to see it on January 2nd. We planned a whole trip just to go see that.
But Dylan, how long is it going to be on Broadway? Do you know?
I am not sure. At least for a little while longer. I think at least for the next month. It's gonna be on there for a little
while
longer.
You paid too for them tickets for that show while the show is still hot. New Year's Eve New Year's is when the last one drops, right? That's what I heard.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I'm paying attention to stuff.
Yeah.
This ain't your
average.
Going to see it in theaters on New Year's Eve too. I already got my tickets.
I already know Dylan gonna make it. I'm gonna be a little behind Dylan, but I'm gonna catch up. We're gonna figure out what Vecna got going on.
I'm gonna tell you how that show ending is causing an issue here in Georgia.
Ooh.
Next. Yeah, and,
great segue.
It has to do with when shows end here. So we're going to come back, talk about that, and let you know about how you guys who are looking to change, take your skill set to the movie industry where you can find those opportunities. That is all coming up. It's Sam and Greg with Noel in for the morning shift. Dylan's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.